Mama Bloom's Brood. Away. Papa hasn't come home from business, which leaves the two girls, Sarah and Yetta, to themselves in a discussion about a most important subject.
Where's Ma?
She's over at Mrs. Fine's.
What's she doing?
Well, playing bridge, I guess. That's what she said she was going to do.
She goes over there every night Papa works, doesn't she?
Uh-huh.
Is Papa going to pick her up?
Uh-uh, she won't let him. She says she got there by herself and she can get back by herself.
Believe me, when I get married, my husband will call for me.
Well, when I get married, my husband will send the chauffeur for me.
What dress did she wear?
Her new black one.
I bet she didn't. She's saving that for someone's funeral.
Oh, she wore it all right. That's the only decent thing she has.
Well, I'm going to take a look. I told you. She went out in that old gray dress.
Believe me, if I had a new dress, I wouldn't let it hang up at home. I'd put it on.
I need a new dress.
You need one. Say, I haven't had a new dress for years.
Why, you just got that blue one just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that old rag. I hate it. I've got to have a new dress for Saturday night.
So do I. You don't think I'm going to that party without a new dress? It's terrible. I'm ashamed to look anybody in the face. And that smart aleck, Ella Markowitz, always had something new.
Oh, you just don't like her because she looks at your Sidney.
Well, I wouldn't blame him a bit if he looked back at her. Well, not that he does, but... Well, the way Paul makes me dress is enough to make any fellow look at another girl.
Well, talking about it won't do any good.
I know that.
I'm going to ask Papa when he comes in. I'm going to tell him that I absolutely have to have a dress.
He'll holler murder.
I don't care. I'm going to ask him anyhow.
Well, maybe we better wait until Ma comes home and let her ask him.
Oh, I can do it as well as she can.
Well, ask for me too, will you?
Sure. I'll just tell him that we simply have to have it.
And if he gives us an argument, we'll tell him a thing or two.
Hey, we better not do that. Now, let's be diplomatic about it.
Oh, sure, we'll be diplomatic, but we'll ask him just the same.
I'll bet we'll get it, too, if we just act firm about it.
If he comes home first, we'll ask him right away.
But if Ma gets home first, we'll wait until we get him alone.
Why?
Well, if we wait until the two of them are together, we've got twice as much work. Each one of them will think of some reason why we shouldn't have it. And if there's only one of them, why, there's just half as many reasons.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. And you know how Mama always sides in with Papa. Like last week when you wanted to use the car, when you and Sidney were going to the AZA dance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, dear. It'll be just our luck to have Mama come in first and spoil everything.
Well, if she does, I'll take her into her room and get her to sew on a button.
What button?
Well, I don't know. I've got plenty of buttons that have to be sewed on.
Do you still think tonight's a good time?
Sure. Oh, now, Sarah, don't back out.
Who, me? Say, I want that dress as much as you do. And for goodness sake, if he calls you Yetta, don't start that Yvette business. That always makes him sore.
All right. Hello, Papa.
Hi, Papa.
Hello, Yetta. Hello, Sarah. Mama home yet?
No, she's still at the bridge party.
Bridge. That's all I ever hear from Mama nowadays. In the old country, we used the bridge to cross the river. Here, it makes a man a widower before his time. There's my paper.
Here it is, Papa, on the sofa.
Hmm. Good. You see my slippers?
Oh, I'll get them for you.
No, let me get them.
Never mind, never mind. I'll get them myself. I'm no cripple. Just tell me where they are.
But, Papa, we want to get them for you.
What?
You've been working all day. You must be tired. You just sit down in the big chair.
Yeah, that's right, Papa. You just sit down and I'll get you, I'll get you a cigar.
My paper, my slippers, my cigar. What's the matter, you girls sick?
No, Papa. We're not sick.
We never felt better in our lives. Right, Papa?
Thank you. Everybody's so nice. What's the reason?
Nothing. Can't we do something nice for you without you getting suspicious?
We just want you to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's too good to be true. I know something is up. Did you maybe do something you shouldn't do?
Now, Papa, of course not.
Well, maybe I was wrong.
Papa? Papa, how was business today?
Business? Business was today like business was yesterday. Customers came in, some of them bought, some of them didn't buy.
I don't see how any of them keep from buying. I think you make the finest knee pants in the world.
Sarah, the world is a big place.
And if they need anything, why, they have to buy it. I always say, if you need something, you need it.
Yes, and if you absolutely have to have something, well, there's no use waiting.
No, you might as well get it sooner or later.
Children, I agree with you 100% completely. Everything you've said is true. And now, if you'll please let me alone for a few minutes, I'll read my paper.
Papa.
Yes?
Papa?
What do you want from me?
Papa, Sally and I are going to a party Saturday night.
I know. Don't tell me. You want to use the car. All right. Use it. And now, please let me read.
No, we don't want to use the car, Papa. But you see, everybody's going to be there, and we thought that, we'd like to, sister thinks so, too.
Sister thinks? Sister thinks what?
Well, it's like this.
Oh, tell him.
Yeah, it's coming out now. No. What do you want?
Well, I want a new dress.
So do I.
Oh, we have to have them.
Positively, Pa.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, if you absolutely have to have them, I'm sorry for you. 2 weeks ago, I bought you each 2 new dresses. They're one of those.
Oh, I don't like them.
I don't either.
2 weeks ago, you liked them.
Oh, we wore them so much, we're sick of them.
What do you think I am, made of money? Every week, it's new dresses.
But I tell you, we have to have them. If we don't get them, we won't go to the party.
You're scaring me. All right, if you don't want to go, then you don't have to go to the party.
But, Papa...
I want to read my paper. Will you please be quiet?
They won't be very expensive.
You're absolutely right. They won't cost a cent because I'm not going to get them. And now, if you'll be so kind as to excuse me, I'm going into the other room and read my paper. And if you don't want to go out Saturday and what you've got, you stay home. But whatever you say to me, it makes absolutely no difference. Once and for all and finally, no new dresses.
Well, I'm not going. He thinks I'm going to run around looking like a scarecrow. He's got another thing coming.
Let's ask Mama.
Oh, what good will it do? You know Mama. She never does anything without asking him first.
I guess it's all thin. And I think Papa the meanest thing.
Who's the meanest thing?
Ma,
please, you scared me, Mama. I didn't hear you come in.
Why, I'm so full from food I can't make a sound. Honestly, it was just like a party. Everything fixed up still. Napkins with monoplanes on them.
Monoplanes?
Yeah, initials.
Oh, you mean monogram.
Monogram, what's the difference? Everything was so refined there. Just like our family came over in the sunflower.
Mayflower, Mama.
All right, Mayflower, what do I care? And we played bridge with new cards, just like in the moving picture. And one of the ladies smoked a cigarette.
Mom, why didn't you wear your new dress?
What difference did it make what dress I wore? She didn't invite my dress. Besides, it's too fancy, and I hate those shiny silks. My napkin always slips off of it. Eh? What's the matter? You don't give Mama a kiss? And besides, to Papi, you're calling a mean thing? Huh? Didn't they teach you in school to have disrespect for your parents?
Well, I think Papa is a mean thing.
21 years I lived with your papa, and he was all right. 3 hours I leave him alone with you, and now he's a mean thing. What do you mean about? The automobile, I'll bet you. Automobiles cause all the trouble. I'm sorry they was invented.
Oh, it isn't the automobile. Papa won't get any new dresses.
Your papa in a dress? that something I'd like to see myself.
No, Ma. We're going to the party Saturday night at Minabel Horowitz's. And we need a new dress. We've got to have it.
So you'll ask your papa and he'll get it for you.
We did ask him and he said no. And we asked him again, he went out of the room. It's terrible.
All right, I'll ask him. You'll get our new dress, don't worry.
Oh, it's no use, Ma. He's just made up his mind.
Jake.
What is it, Mama?
You come in here, Jake. You'll read in here.
I can't come in there. Those girls are driving me crazy.
Who pays any attention to them? Do they know what they're saying?
2 weeks ago, I brought them each new dresses from Kaplan's wholesale place. And now they want more dresses. Believe me, they won't get them.
Of course they don't get them. What you getting excited about? Remember your liver.
Don't remind me about that. I feel bad enough already.
All right, Papa. Don't get excited.
Excited. How can I help it? When those two girls of yours keep worrying me about new dresses.
All right, Jake. They won't bother you no more. Sit down and read your paper.
My paper. How can I read my paper with all these arguments going on around me?
You'll be having no more arguments. Everything will be pieces and quiet.
Yeah.
I'll sit down in the big chair and read. Go ahead. Jake. How was business today?
Business. Business from you, too.
All right, Papa, I won't ask you any more about it.
I don't know how come I should get such a family.
The family's all right.
Yeah, those two girls.
Never mind the girls, Jake. They won't worry you no more. Didn't I say it?
But, Mama, you said you...
You two girls don't have to show off the way Ella Markovich does. Besides, their fathers are big manufacturers. Your papa's just got a small place.
What's that? You're talking like a fool. I did more business in July than Markovich did in June and July. And August, thrown in.
And better business, I'll bet
you. Yeah, you bet your life. I'll tell you something. We got accounts he can't even show samples to.
Now, you see, girls, your own dresses are good enough. What do we care what anyone thinks? Papa can't afford it. Remember, Papa's got two girls to dress. Old man Markovich has only got one.
Is that so? I can afford to dress two girls better than he can afford to dress one.
Just the same, that Markovich is a slick fella. He dresses his girl up like a Polish wedding, and everybody thinks that by him business is good. Papa can't do that.
I can do it if I want to. Who's going to tell me I can't dress up my own daughter?
But, Jake, you don't want to.
Who says I don't want to? Listen, Mama, if they're going to a party Saturday night, and I want they should have new dresses, who's to tell me my own business? Mama, you take them down tomorrow morning early to Rubens and get them each a new dress. And get them a coat, too. Markovich, that muzzler. I could buy him and sell him. And don't argue with me anymore. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Be careful with your teeth, Jake. They cost $400.
Oh, Mama, you're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So you see, every day you get smarter. If you ever want anybody to do nothing, all you got to do is tell them not to do it. Remember that old maximum. A horse you can lead with water, but if you want flies, you got to use honey.
It's wonderful the way you and Papa get along. You always have your way.
Listen, darling. In the important things, I let your Papa be boss.
What do you call important things?
I don't know. Since we've been married, nothing important has come up.
Thank you.
Gloom's Brood. Supper. We find Mama and Yetta washing the dishes.
Ma? Ma?
What you want, Yetta?
You know what I want.
How do I know what you want? You want so many things.
Yeah, but you know what I want now.
Mm-hmm. You want to leave the dishes.
Yeah, let's leave them.
Well, we leave them.
You know, Ma, in the sink.
Then what'll happen? Will they wash themselves?
Oh, Ma.
Look, if we wash them now, they're done. Then we can dress up and be ladies and have a good time for the rest of the evening. But if we leave them, then all evening we got to keep thinking, the sink is full of dirty dishes. And in the end, we got to wash them anyhow.
All right, you will, Ma. Come on, let's wash them.
I'll wash and you wipe. But wipe dry. Don't be like your sister. You know, to watch that girl wipe dishes, you'd think the dish towels cost $10,000 apiece. She holds the plate in one hand and waves the towel at it like she was waving goodbye to somebody who was going away on a boat.
I do better, don't I?
A little better. But if I was opening a college for dish wipers, you still couldn't be a professor. Oh, now you did it.
It's only a cup, Ma.
A cup has got as much right to live as anything else. What's the matter? You mad at all the cups?
Well, I didn't do it on purpose, did I?
Does that make the cup all in one piece again?
It just sort of jumped out of my hand, Ma.
That's funny. That's the first wild cup we had in this house. Whenever I wipe dishes, they behave themselves. When you or Sarah wipe them, they get mad and they start jumping around. I can't understand it. Don't throw away the pieces. We can put it together with paste.
You mean muesli?
I mean glue. I don't know whether it's more trouble to do the dishes by myself or to have you girls help me and then go downtown the next day and buy new dishes.
Oh, we ought to eat off a paper plate.
You know who uses paper plates? Starvages.
You mean savages?
I mean Indians. People like us don't use paper plates. We use regular dishes.
Why didn't Papa come home to supper?
He was busy.
Doing what?
Why do you ask me? He's busy with his business. Maybe he's having a conference.
What do they do at conferences?
Well, the way Papa tells me about it, they sit down and they tell stories. And they make motions.
Yeah? What kind of motions?
Don't ask me.
Well, what do you think?
You know, when your Papa talks, he makes motions with his hands. I guess that's what they mean.
Oh, it sounds silly to me.
Say, I got troubles of my own. I work all afternoon making a fine dinner, everything your papa'd like. And at 6 o'clock, he calls me up and says he can't come home. He's got to stay down at the office and make motions with his hands. If he wants to make motions, why don't he come home and do it? I wouldn't stop him.
Oh, he doesn't do it very often.
No. Only when I go into a lot of work to make a meal. from having something he don't like for supper, then he never stays downtown. That's one thing I found out. Conferences only come when you got our special good dinner.
Is that the way it works out?
Sure. If I'm house cleaning, I've been sewing, and I'd like Papa to stay downtown, that night he comes home. The very next night, when I fixed up something extra, Papa calls up and says tonight he's having a conference. Yeah, and your sister, she's just as bad.
Well, she probably stayed downtown and had dinner with that fellow she went out with last night. You know, Sydney.
Couldn't she call her? Is it some law she can't use the telephone?
Oh, maybe she forgot.
Her forgetter works good. Her remembrer gets out of order much easier.
What are we going to do tonight, Mama?
Same thing we did last night. Stay home.
Aren't you tired of staying home?
Darling, I'm tired of a lot of things, but I keep on doing them. Anyhow, Pop will be home soon. Comes 9 o'clock, Papa gets tired. Besides, if he was downtown waving his hands, it'll make him even more tired.
What time is it?
I don't know. You can call up and ask information.
You mean information?
Information, information. Ask it.
All right. Thank you. It's only 8:27.
It'll soon be time to go to bed.
Time for you, maybe, Ma, but there's a lot of people don't go to bed till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
What good does it do them? They have to sleep later in the morning, so it comes out to the same thing. Only you're boiling up more electricity. Now, so the dishes are finished. You have to put away the pots. Those even you can't break.
Okay. All set.
Ah, oh, there's Papa.
No, it might be Sarah.
No, it's Papa, all right.
How do you know?
I know Papa's walk. He scrabbles his feet.
You mean shuffles.
Shuffles you do with cards. With feet, it scrabbles.
Hello, Becky.
Oh, hello, Pa.
Hello, Jake. How you feel?
All right.
What's the matter with you?
I just told you I feel all right.
Now tell me, what's the matter with you?
There's nothing the matter with me.
Who are you fooling? Over 20 years I've been married to you, and you try to tell me how you feel? I know something's wrong. Somebody sick?
Nobody is sick.
Well, that's something to be thankless for. Come on, Jake, what is it? Is business all right?
Business is all right.
Well, if business is all right and nobody's sick, whatever else it is can be fixed up. Did you have supper?
No.
Sit down, I'll get you something.
I ain't so hungry.
Still you lead. Come on, Jake, don't make riddles. What is it?
But, Becky, what do you know about business?
Business is not a trick like a magician. Business is only common sense. I'm no fool, am I? Say, even if I wasn't so smart when I got married to you 20 years ago, living with a smart man for 20 years, I got to pick up some sense, don't I?
But, Mama, business is different.
What's so different about it? If you buy something for 10 cents and you sell it for 15 cents, that's good business. If you buy it for 15 cents, you sell it for 10 cents. That's bad business. You can talk for the whole winter and that's all there is to it.
All right, all right, all right. But, Mama, still you wouldn't understand it.
Why wouldn't I understand it? Is it in some foreign language like English?
Ma, English is no foreign language.
In Europe, it's a foreign language. Sometimes the way I speak it, English is a foreign language over here.
Mama, Mama, what are you arguing with her for?
I'm not... Jake. You feel better now, huh? You want a little more soup?
I feel better.
Here's another plate soup. Eat the noodles, too. You don't even have to chew them. They'll sleep. Come on. Now that you feel better, swallow the noodles and tell me what's on your mind.
Well, Mama, I'll tell you.
No, it comes out.
You know Abe Morgenstern?
You mean Sophie Morgenstern's husband, the one with the 3 children?
Yeah.
What's he got to do with you?
You know, he's got a bad reputation. For years, his wife has almost left him.
I know the story. He was bombing around and she caught him. Say, those kind of things happen. Wherever you got tires, you're going to have punctures.
Well, who do you think I saw him talking to this afternoon?
Tell me, darling, I'm not good with crosstown puzzles.
Crossword, not crosstown.
Make it riddles. Tell me, Jake.
He was talking to our Sarah.
Our Sarah?
Yes. There he was, standing in front of a cigar store, and he and our Sarah were talking together, close, like secrets.
Why, she hardly knows
him. That's what I thought.
I don't believe it.
How can you say you don't believe it?
If I saw it myself, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, you can believe it, all right. I saw it. You know, I had half a mind to go right up to her there and grab her away from that loafer.
Did you do it?
I didn't want to make a scene. It's bad enough she should stand on the corner talking to a bum like that without me going up and making noises to call attention to her.
Why, she's out with Sidney. Sidney Schiffbein.
I saw her with Abe Morgenstern.
Was Sidney there, too?
Nobody was there. Just him and Sarah. I look special. I tell you, a man bringing up children nowadays, he don't know what they'll do next.
When she comes home, I'll ask her.
She isn't home.
No.
Did she call up and say where she was?
No.
No wonder she didn't call up. She was ashamed.
She's with Sidney, all right. She told me she was going with him.
Sure, she told me, too.
Yeah.
What's the use of you two telling me? She was with that loafer.
You can talk till you're blue in the eye, and you can't make me believe that our daughter Sarah would do a thing like that. When she comes home, I'll bet you we'll find out that it was some girl who looked like her. I'm so sure I'd be willing to bet cash money.
Didn't she have on that little blue dress from Kaplan's Wholesale? And didn't she carry the purse I brought home for Yetta last week with the white monkey business on the back?
Yeah, she did.
You see, I told you.
Then there'll be some good reason why she was talking to him.
What kind of a reason?
Good reason.
Even you, Mama, couldn't think of a good reason to talk to a man like that on a street corner when you're supposed to be with somebody else.
Jake.
Well, what do you want?
Jake, you was on a jury, ain't it?
What's that got to do with it?
I'll come back up to that later. Tell me, wasn't you on a jury?
Mama, what are you coming to? You know I was on a jury 4 or 5 times.
Look, Jake, even when a man is catched inside a house with a gun in his hand, you can't send him to jail for burglary until you heard what he has to say. He looks like a burglar. He acts like a burglar. 9 chances out of 10, he is a burglar. But still, maybe he went in the house to try and sell the gun.
Oh,
you got to listen to what he has to say before you can send him to jail, ain't it?
Yeah, of
course. All right. For a stranger, a burglar you never saw before in your life, you'd give him a chance. But your daughter, your own skin and bones, you'd condemn her on international evidence.
It's circumstantial evidence,
it's
Mom.
It's foolishness.
Listen, I don't want to hear any stories. I know what I saw.
She'll be home any minute, and you'll listen to stories.
You're telling me what I'll do.
Sure, I'm telling you. For 20 years now, I've been married to you.
Then why don't you be on my side once in a while? I'm your husband.
She's my daughter. After all, our husband's only our relative
Mama,
by
I'm
marriage.
I'm telling you for the last
here
time.
Here she is.
Hello, folks. What's the matter with Papa?
Papa's having trouble with his eyes. He's seeing things. Sarah, where were you?
I was going around with Sidney.
You were with Sidney all the time?
Sure. What's the matter with Papa?
Why you want to know?
I wish he was in a good humor. I'm going to ask him a favor.
Maybe you better wait till tomorrow, huh?
It can't wait. Pop, you know Abe Morgenstern, don't you?
Uh-huh. Now it's coming out.
What's coming out?
Go on, Sarah. What were you saying?
Well, Sidney and I met him this afternoon. Poor fellow. I never saw anybody so discouraged in my life. He and his wife are back together again, and she's going to have a baby, and he hasn't got a job or a quarter. Sidney offered to lend him $10, and he went in a cigar store to change a 20, and while he was in there, the poor fellow told me they hadn't had a bit of food in the house for 2 days. He was ashamed to say it in front of Sidney.
You see, I told you, Jake.
You told him what?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, there's nothing more. While Sidney was in the cigar store, Mr. Morgenstern asked me to ask Papa to see if there was anything at the store he could do. Said he didn't care what it was as long as it was work. He didn't want Sidney to know about it because Sidney and his wife are second cousins.
Sure, Papa'll give him some kind of job.
Here's the telephone number where you can reach him. It's the grocery store downstairs, but they'll call him. You will, won't you, Pop?
All right. He can start tomorrow.
Sure.
Sarah, you go and call him up right away.
Yes, Ma.
Go with her, Yetta.
All right, Ma. Gee, I think that was swell of you, Sarah.
All right, Mama, I know. Now you're going to start with me.
No, Jake. I just want you to remember one thing the next time comes up an occasion like this.
What one thing?
Remember, Jake, that all is not gold, that's jewelry.